Good morning, world. I am tired and I should be sleeping, but instead I'm awake and I'm being slutty. And that's okay, I think. But I'll sleep soon. I don't expect this to be a very interesting audio at all. It's mostly just me working some things out this morning in these very wee hours of my Southern California morning. I've been in a mood all night, and I wouldn't say it's what's keeping me awake, but it is certainly keeping me entertained while I am awake. And the kind of mood I'm in, it's a really special mood for me, because it involves one of my favorite things, and that is sucking cock. I love it. I love to do it. And any opportunity I get to indulge, I do. I guess you could say it's my kink, and it's not really as thrilling or exciting as, or, you know, for lack of a better term, as weird as other kinks. Not to shame. Weird is not necessarily a bad thing. But I guess I mean to say that my kink is rather simple. I just really like to suck cock. And even further than that, I enjoy swallowing just every inch of that dick. Yeah. I like to feel it slowly moving past my lips and over my tongue to the back of my throat, and a bit further. I like to feel that resistance initially. And I mean, the goal is obviously to well, to push through it, persevere. But I actually really like to feel the resistance in the beginning, because that resistance will soon give way to that dick. As I feel that cock push and push, and just centimeter by centimeter and inch by inch, it makes its way all the way down. It's super hot to me. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but apologies for the weird hissing sounds in the background. It's very late, and the sprinklers in my apartment complex turn on at about 2 a.m., which is what time it is now, basically. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, swallowing cock. How could I forget? I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it other than I love it and I want it and I need it. I need to swallow cock. I need to feel it in my throat, pumping in and out of me. I like that. I don't know how popular that is, but I've never had any complaints, so I'd say it's at least a likable trait sexually to enjoy sucking cock, to enjoy swallowing it so deep. Feeling that thrust. Sometimes I can get so into it that I can come just like that without even touching myself. I get so wet after sucking cock, during, after, before, just thinking about it. I'm wet right now. I'm touching myself and I can feel the wetness as it starts to increase. I get a little more slippery, slick between my lips. It's just a hot topic, you know? And I could talk about it all night, even though I won't. But I'll at least talk about it until I come. Which would be the third time I've come this evening. How does she do it, folks? Easy, she's super horny all the time. Yeah, so I just wanna suck some cock. I wanna feel it in my throat. I want to lose my breath having a cock in my throat for so long. I think that adds to it. If you're a fan of my audios, if you've listened before, you know that I'm a fan of breath play. And I think that deep throating a cock is a really, really fun and fascinating way to implement breath play. To just hold a cock in your throat until you can't take it anymore, until your body starts shaking and you have to close your eyes and you try to push yourself further. You try to keep it all the way in and you know you can't. You know you can't go for too long, but you try anyway. And you can feel how flush your face becomes. The blood rushes to your cheeks and your body is desperately trying to save itself. It thinks that this is the end, that now biologically your instinct has to take over to save you from yourself. Except also, this is exactly what you want to feel. You want to feel that thrill of needing a cock inside of your throat so much that you're willing to stop breathing, to give that necessity away just for that sensation, just for that filthy, slutty need to have a cock buried in your throat, just fully enveloped by your face. Oh, it is such a good feeling. And thinking about it, talking about it in such a graphic way is really hot to me. I like to do the stuff that I see in the videos and get into different positions and take the cock in my throat in any way that I can. Any way you can think of, I've tried it. And in most ways, I've liked it a lot and would 10 out of 10 do again. I like a really sloppy blowjob. I like to watch them in videos, but I also like to make them my reality. And that's something that took me some time to get used to. It's messy. And it gets everywhere. Spit, cum, whatever. It gets your sheets all wet and slimy, your clothes, your hair, which, I suppose is the point. You watch the videos and the messier they are, the hotter the blowjob. But it took me some time to get there. And eventually I did, and I just let go. I remember the first time I gave a really sloppy blowjob, and it was also coincidentally the first time that I ever deep-throated a cock, and it was with someone who is now an ex, and I'm sure he is still very, very sorry to have lost me. And I had always wanted to try, so I was already going down on him, and I was living at home at the time with, in my mom's house, and it was the middle of the day. I worked a part-time job and went to school, so I had time off, and my mom was at work, the house was empty, so he came over, and we did what any young couple in an empty house would do. We fucked, and it was a lot of fun, and he was a very insatiable man. It was almost too much, almost, but not quite. So I had him in the office area of my house, which was mostly like an open area, but anyway, that's not important. We were in the office, and I was on my knees and he was leaning up against the desk. I don't even remember why we were there. We just happened to be in there for whatever reason. And we started to get frisky, and I got on my knees and I started to unbuckle his belt, and I unbuttoned his pants, unzipped, and I pulled out his cock, and I started to suck it, and he had a very pronounced up curve, so on my knees it was actually a little more difficult to get him all the way in just because of the shape. So I thought of things I'd seen in videos and watching porn. I've always loved watching porn, and I watch a lot of it. The office chair that we had wasn't like a traditional office chair. It wasn't on wheels. It had four legs, and it was a very comfy chair. But the back of the chair had this spring mechanism that allowed it to be reclined, basically, just the back of the chair, if you pushed against it. And so I had the idea to sit in the chair and basically fold myself backward, and I made him stand in front of my face with my head hanging upside down over the back of his chair, and I told him that I wanted him to put his dick in my mouth, and that in the position I was going to be in, it would be a lot harder for me to suck it myself, so he would have to do the work for me. And he was a little apprehensive at first, just because it could go very poorly. It was something that we were trying for the first time. Both of us were new to such an odd position, but he was willing, so I leaned back and I got really comfortable, and he gently placed his hands on either side of my head, and he pushed his cock into my mouth. Slowly at first, just kind of getting a feel for the position, and as he did, he pushed deeper and deeper, and eventually he hit that wall, that bit of resistance, and he pulled out and asked if I was okay, and I said I was fine and that I wanted him to keep going. So I took a very deep breath and I closed my eyes and I told him to do it and not to stop until I tapped him. So he started to thrust into my mouth again, slowly, and then a little bit faster, the deeper that he got, and eventually he pushed past that resistance in my throat, and he was all the way inside, and I remember thinking, what an interesting sensation it was. It was so odd, and it felt like it wasn't supposed to be happening. He was all the way in my throat. I could feel the head of his cock in the middle of my neck, and my eyes were wide, and I was making noises, and I was gurgling, and he was moaning and thrusting slowly back and forth while he was all the way in there. And then I coughed and he pulled out. And he apologized profusely. He was afraid he'd hurt me, and I laughed and told him it was fine, and that I actually really liked it, and that part of the surprise was that I liked it and not that he was hurting me. And I told him that I wanted him to keep going. So he did it, and that day he fucked my throat. And I was hooked ever since, just feeling him fuck the inside of my throat like it was my pussy over and over again. And I gagged and I spluttered and I spit, and I mean like projectile spit, like not vomit, never vomit. And still, I haven't to this day. But yes, projectile spitting, just all of it everywhere. It was a mess. It was dripping down my face. It was in my nose. It was in my hair, in my eyes. And it was all over his cock. And it was a complete mess. And I was thrilled. I was living for the moment. And I didn't want it to stop. And he didn't want it to stop either. But at some point, it was too much. It became really intense, and he couldn't hold back anymore. So I told him to fuck my face until he came, and that's exactly what he did. He pushed his cock deep into my throat, and it was by that time really easy to do because he had been fucking my throat for a while. And I had taken a deep breath, and I knew that I wanted to hold out until he came. And so I was a big girl, and I took it, and he just kept thrusting and pumping and fucking my throat so deep, and I could feel it. And I put my hands around my own neck while he was doing it, and I could feel it moving in and out of me, and it was making me so fucking horny. I wanted to come myself, and I didn't, unfortunately, but I wanted to. It felt that good to have him inside my throat and to not be able to breathe around his cock. And he just kept thrusting, and he kept thrusting, and he kept fucking my throat. And he didn't stop. I didn't want him to. I didn't want to breathe. I didn't want to think. I just wanted to keep swallowing his cock until I was swallowing his cock and his cum. And that's exactly what happened. I felt him getting harder and thrusting harder, shaking. He gripped my hair and he pumped into me, and he told me he was gonna come, and I pulled him into me, grabbed him by the back of his thighs and pulled him as deep as I could into my face, and he came. I'm gonna come. Needless to say, it was a really good experience, and has remained a really good memory. I'm sorry, guys. This was just really rambly, and I had no idea where it was going. But I hope that you found some enjoyment. I certainly did. I am going to try to sleep. Let's see if it's even still recording. I hope I haven't missed anything. Let's see. Oh my goodness, it's almost a half an hour long. It was supposed to be just a quick ramble of me talking about sucking dick, and here we are, fucking 30 minutes later. Leave it to cheeks, I guess. Well, I hope you all enjoy your day. I'm going to bed. So, good night, or good morning. Bye.